everyone. I just want to say thank you for taking time in the afternoon. We are, this meeting is being video recorded for per Texas House Bill 1525, so you are recorded. First thing we will do, we will go around, and so if you would state your name, and if you are a parent, would you indicate by saying you're a parent? I'll start off. I am Lisa Godfrey. I am one of the district nurses. I work at the junior high and high school campus.
Tracy Cook. I'm the assistant superintendent over instruction.
Dorothy Sagers over the food service department.
Judy Cochran, cooks admin, accounts payable.
Taylor Clements, parent. Taylor Oliver, parent, and nurse at the elementary.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so the first item we have on our agenda today is to go over area of focus for our SHAC this year. And I gave you a printout, and I do apologize, apparently I need more ink. That top portion didn't come out too good. But these are the new legislative requirements. And the reason I made a copy is because one of them, they specifically listed SHAC on there. So this is something that we will be looking at in the future, hopefully here real soon. But the first one was House Bill 3144, and that's the fentanyl poisoning awareness month that has been dubbed for the month of October. And then House Bill 3908, this is going to be known as Tucker's Law. And what this has to do with is teaching on the addiction and abuse of synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. This law was brought into play after a young man took his, he died, he didn't take his life, he died because he was taking a drug and it was laced with fentanyl. He was not aware. But they are coming up with some curriculum that will be taught. They want it taught from grade level 6 through 12. We've not yet gotten that, and just, so happened, Ms. Cook is also, if you could grab those, she is our curriculum person, so she will definitely be, it will be to our advantage to have her, because she is knowledgeable of what will be in line with our program and what we have. I do know that on the junior high campus, we do have a program. It used to be DARE, it is now called BASE. And that is some of the drug awareness training and all of that. And we will also need to find out how they're going to integrate that in there as well. I'm going to stop, pause, because we do have a new person joining us. Yes, I want to acknowledge you, ma'am. And I'm going to have you state your name because our meeting is recorded. And if you would state your parent as well. Okay. Yes.
Shalana McGowan, parent too.
Okay, and Ms. McCowan is the secretary at the high school, and we're so glad to have you. And we also have Ms. Shatona Jester joining us. Please, and ladies, you please sign in before you leave today on our signing sheet. Okay. We're just going over this page, and it's talking about the new legislation that was passed this past summer, that one of the deals with the curriculum that we will be looking at, because they specifically put in the bill, they wanted SHAC to present to the board which curriculum to go with. So that will be one of our tasks. Also, in the Senate Bill 629, just for information and for those that work within the district, This new bill is requiring school districts to have Narcan on hand, and they want the policy, the training, and I checked on that. They do have online training because now they have the Narcan that is through nasal delivery. It's like a little squirt, like a little nasal spray. It's no longer just injections. And so we will be coming back with that. That will be something that specifically Nurse Jamie, myself, and Ms. Cook will be working on that, because they want the policies and everything in place by January. So that's just to bring you up to date on that, on our requirements. Now, any local concerns that anyone would like to share, anything that you think that would be a good on taking for the shack? I know another big thing is mental health. That's another big one. But like I said, we do have some funds in an account by way of us doing our asthma clinic for throughout the district, and each year we receive a check, and it's a little over 1,000. It can go from 1,100 to, I think we got up to 1,400 one year. I can't remember what the amount was this past year. I think it was like around $1,200. But those funds have to be used for wellness, for health and wellness in that area. So I thought that went along well with chat, and that's how we usually buy our goodies for our teacher bin, appreciation bin. And then one year we did a drawing for Fitbit. Mm-hmm. We bought one for an adult, one for a student of smaller size. So these are just some of the things that we can do. Anything that has to do with health and wellness, you know, and as long as it's not too expensive, that's something we can do. So if anyone has any concerns or any thoughts at this time, we certainly will entertain those.
Okay. I'll say last year, you know, you had the people come to the senior luncheon.
Yes.
And share resources.
Yes, yes.
I really think that's something that we should do again. Don't you, Jay?
Yeah, that was Ms. Conklin. She was my go-to.
Like, people really, I think, found it very interesting. There was a lot more resources here available in Hooks than I realized, and I think a lot of people realized.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, transportation, there's a lot more out there for a small community than what we realized, because we don't have, I mean, if you ask me, I'd be like, oh, we don't have any of that, but that's not true.
Okay. Any other ideas? Because we're going to continue with our teacher snack bins. We'll continue with that. We'll just decide when we want to do those. I know we normally do it during February, and then we just randomly choose another time. Like, you know, if we want to do it Teacher Appreciation Week, or, you know, if we want to do it Christmas, you know, we can do it. We can decide that.
I do think it's good at Teacher Appreciation Week.
Okay. Okay. Any other ideas, thoughts? We're kind of easing on down to item number four, potential projects for staff and students. Something we can do for students. Do we want to look at doing another Fitbit, or do we want to look at doing something else, something different?
Did they have a lot of interest in Fitbit when you did it? Did they show a lot?
Yes, at first everybody was hesitant because they thought they had to pay for it.
I know. That's the first.
They were like, ah. But no, after they found out that the tickets were free.
Okay. Think that's a good idea.
Okay.
A promotion like that. Because we didn't do it last year.
No, we did not.
It was year before last we did that. Okay, that's another thing to look at.
And we do that in conjunction with like a walk or water challenge or
anything like that. Mm-hmm. That might be more in the spring if we're going to do a walk and everything.
Okay, yeah, we can. Because we did the Fitbit giveaway during the basketball game. Basketball season.
Okay. There you go. Might do it then.
And then, yeah, we can do the, we can do another walk challenge, step challenge.
Step challenge.
Okay. Yeah, like you said, that could be in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, any other ideas?
Something I've seen before, Go Noodle, where the kids get up and dance and do activities. The teachers, the more they use those for brain breaks, if there was a goal you could hit and they got some kind of prize, the teachers did, like some kind of prize or a popcorn party, like the class that was able to get in the most Go Noodles, or, I mean, don't know really the parameters on how.
Okay.
But like when it's cold outside, kids don't go outside.
So right.
They do, or they do the 2-minute brain breaks and get them up and the kids get moving and then they go back to learning.
Okay.
So we get a.
So you're thinking about maybe doing it like a, what would it be, like a grade level type?
It could be a grade level challenge.
What was your?
I don't know. It's been years.
Okay.
I just remember going and got the kids up doing stuff.
Okay.
So it was like a competition.
Okay.
We had an online program from St. Michael's or Watley.
I think it was so new one.
Was it Go New? It's, I don't even think I used it. I just remember it.
It was like a little avatar thing.
Yeah, and like they could run track and all kinds of nonsense.
But it was just on the screen. They played it on their projector and turned it on, and you could pick like 2 to 5 minute activities,
yeah.
10 minute activities. And,
okay.
And they did it right there in their classroom.
Okay.
Hmm. I call it brain break, but like it was something for them to get up and do, and the kids get back to it.
Okay.
I would be good for elementary kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, even my fifth grade. But I don't know. I saw it was going to be. But maybe
go
there was different.
I don't know. We need to research. It's been a long time.
Because it sounds good.
But like at the movies at the time, you could buy a $10 bag of popcorn. I think we got something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not really healthy. I think we'll promote exercise.
Listen, I found out too at the beginning of school, Cinemark at the first of every month has so many passes they give away.
Mm.
And if you're the first one that asks for them, you get them.
Ooh.
You just have to make sure that you're the first one because they have so many during the month that they give away.
Oh, that would be great.
So I can check on that.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay, that sounds
as a reward.
Good. That would be, yeah, a great incentive.
So you let me know when, and then I make a call.
Okay.
I don't know how that would fit in.
So we need to figure out what that program is.
Yes,
exactly.
I don't even know if that one's still around. But
yeah, because I know the one, because, you know, like she was saying, St. Michael had that program, but I know it's no longer
sure,
up and running.
Something.
But I was about to say, surely.
Got to be something.
Yeah, that would be good.
It was fun, especially in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
The kids aren't outside.
Because you're right.
But it's cold. It's
you're right. You're right. And they miss that. And the teachers, I know, miss them not having it.
Well, my kids would work for it. I mean, they're like, hey, if we get done or we're good, can we do it before we dismiss? I'm like, yeah, get it done. So then we would do that 2 minutes.
It probably would. We probably have to do it on a grade level, huh?
Could be classroom.
But see, they with them moving, with them changing,
with the classroom at the high school, that there's a mixture.
Unless they went under
the
teacher's name,
yeah.
If they did under the teacher's name,
okay. And it may not be geared enough towards the high school and just stands in front of
it.
I have some videos.
It might be hard to get them to sit back down. I don't think the high school will want the teachers will want them to get up and stand. I think they're doing that enough now. They're doing that on their own. So maybe if they
do the opposite
in high school, they might.
That's what I was going to say. We were in yoga one time, and these kids, I had one kid, he couldn't even sit up straight. Like, and I'm like, boy, video games. And I was like, all right, that's your challenge every day. Like, in my class, you're going to sit there on the floor and try to sit straight up.
Wow.
But he couldn't sit in the ever because he was in my car the whole time. He can't, no, like, can't even, like,
that's sit up. Hard. Oh, wow.
The hand washing thing that y'all did at the elementary with Healthcare Express.
Mm-hmm.
Not just my child, but all that little group,
mm-hmm.
you know, that little group that should not do it, the little team,
mm-hmm.
they all love that.
Okay. Yeah, we did it at the junior high.
Mm-hmm. But, so we had to keep, it was like a little chart, and we had to keep
mm-hmm.
track of it, and then you send it in, and they got like a prize or a gift or something.
Find something like that.
The dentist thing, too, the big fairy or whatever,
yeah.
the
cane's
elementary,
those are
kept
them watching, you know.
Yes.
Imagining.
Yes.
Dance. Yes.
Yeah, I can check with them and see if they're going to do that again.
She called me last year about that, and then she came back and did hygiene.
Yes.
Texture
kind of. I forgot what she came. She came back and did something for us. I can't remember what it was.
Like, I'll come anytime.
Yes. She is, yeah, she's a great resource. But okay. I know hand washing, that falls in December, hand washing week. Okay. That sounds good, y'all. We got some great ideas.
Texarkana Emergency Center is always on Facebook doing community stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've never really done anything here, and I don't have a contact.
He came out one time. I tried to get them to come when they initially, and then he came. It's been a few years, but yeah, he did come out here. Dr. Young came out here and did something. I can't remember. He came to the high school.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about Signature Care that's on Summer High too? Yeah, one of them, because they do a lot.
We'll check with them and see what they will be willing to offer us.
Yes.
We'll take what they're okay. That sounds good, y'all. Okay, so we're going to do reach out to our resources for the senior luncheon. And we'll continue, of course, with our teacher appreciation bins. We're looking to doing a Fitbit giveaway. Because I bought the Fitbits during the Black Friday. So we can do that giveaway in, probably in December. Yeah, you know, Black Friday. Okay, and then in the spring, we're looking at doing the step challenge again. And would you research the, go see what you can find on that, and then we can come back and
figure out.
Yeah, come down with the parameters for it. Because, yeah, because that sounds really good. Really good. Okay, and then Miss Judy, you will check with the Cinemark passes. Okay. And just whenever you catch them, we'll figure out when, where to give them away.
Okay.
And so, Miss Jamie, would you check with Healthcare Express for the hand washing contest? And then I will give Signature Care and Texas County ER a call and see what they have available. Okay, yeah. Any other questions, concerns, or thoughts at this time? So once we find something about the curriculum, we'll be reaching out again because, you know, we may end up meeting again before, our, you know, the spring. Of course, hopefully, we don't know. But anyway, but and then once she finds out about the Google deal, we'll also, I'll reach out to everybody and we can come down with the parameters for that. That's all I have for today. And I once again, I just thank y'all for y'all's time and I appreciate you so much. Y'all ever come up with an idea, just shoot me an email. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.